Hey guys, it's Drew Papsky here, reminding you that July 22nd at 1 p.m. at Tattooed Moms in Philadelphia. It's on South Street. Come check it out. We'll be there for the Philly Podcast Festival this year. 2017 Philly Podcast Festival it is. We were there last year, had a great time. We'll do some contests, do some giveaways. We love doing our live show in front of people. Last year, we didn't talk about too much hockey because the fans didn't like it. So show up, we'll see what happens. It's going to be awesome, though. That's July 22nd. Tattooed Moms in Philadelphia on South Street, 1 o'clock p.m. Be there. It's on a Saturday. Come get drunk with us. They have great Bloody Marys. They have great tater tots, and we'll be there, so why not show up?
Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Hey everyone, welcome. It's episode 97 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. How's it going with everybody this week? It is the week after the draft, and the Flyers news is reeling in this week, and then it'll probably die down for a little while after July 1st, the upcoming free agency impending. Is it July 1st still? Hi, guys. Yeah, it's Drew Pesky.
It's Canada Day.
We got Doyle and Jeff. And,
double whammy.
You got, of course, coming back to the show. We think we've checked up his background. We think he's okay, but we're not sure.
We frisked him for a wire.
You may know him as a teenage heartthrob. You may know him as the Rat. Joe Walker is back on the show to discuss the Flyers draft, the draft with us, and be our eye candy for the evening. How you doing, Joe?
How we doing, fellas? I'm doing great. We have Nolan Patrick, and that's all that matters.
Okay, so you're happy about it, I guess. We're talking about all this new Flyers pick that we got, this second overall pick this year. A couple other Flyers draft picks that we know all about because we all spend our time in Europe scouting and Canada, or we're just going to tell you what everyone else said. And we'll talk about some of the big news with the trade that happened, and anything else.
It was a trade, you say?
Yeah. With impending, pretty sure it involved Claude Drew.
Oh wow! Boom, boom, boom! Impending restricted free agent signings or not signings, and everything else. So that is pretty much it. We just were fresh off watching a clip from the movie Orgasmo. We should go watch that, and that's where we start our show. And I think it's why we're all quiet because we all got kind of a little turned on during the
game. Yeah, a little heated in there.
I like to talk in a room full of dudes with a boner, so.
Oh. Well, how'd you go to summer school?
It was me and the priest in a private room.
You would never survive in the Nam, kid.
Nah, that's true.
Boners in foxholes all the time. Starting shit in Dead Charlie's.
Starting it off early this week.
Yeah.
What the Cold War reference?
Yeah.
You like that?
I hope somebody who's been to Nam listens to that and goes like, we never had boners. What the hell is this kid talking about?
Yeah, they did. How do you think they brought all that malaria back?
All we came back for was PTSD and a drinking problem.
And heroin, too.
Yeah. Drugs.
It's kind of hard to keep it up with all that heroin, though, when you think about it. So
I wouldn't know, Joe.
Yeah, I've never done heroin, so I don't know.
Wow. Teenage heartthrob, the Rat, and also heroin junkie Joe Walker joining the show this week. It's going to be good. So I guess we'll get down to brass tacks here. We last talked to you guys about the expansion draft where one Frenchman, Pierre-Edouard Benoit, he was sent on his way to Las Vegas, home of the Golden Knights, along with big names like Marc-Andre Fleury and James Neal. We weren't really late that night to watch it.
Yeah, can you guys believe that the Flyers didn't trade for Marc-Andre Fleury?
So angry.
Starting on this shit
plenty,
early,
plenty of time left in the offseason here,
yeah.
Doyle.
Jerome Voracek Simmons and a first round pick for Fleury. I'm down.
I'm pretty sure
it's like there was a handshake deal for Michael Neuwirth, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
Oh, it's coming. Don't you worry.
Jeff, free agency. This is what they call in the business eating crow.
What? No, off season's not over yet, boys.
Oh, okay. They're still going to take Neuwirth.
Off season's not over yet.
Okay.
Did you see the Canadians called the Vegas, George McPhee? And asked
for Alexi Emelin.
Yeah, he inquired about how much it would cost to get Emelin back.
Nashville Nashville's doing the same thing with James Neal. They're trying to get him back.
So there you go.
Why?
So it's not over yet. They're wheeling and dealing. Neuwirth's going to get thrown in some kind of three-way trade. That's how the Flyers are going to end up with Duchesne.
As Pierre-Edouard Belmar would say, a menage a trois.
Yeah.
Or the Flyers are going to trade Nolan Patrick.
That's smart. I mean, he's an unproven commodity.
He hasn't played one game yet. What do you know what this guy has?
Joe's taking my place for the hot takes.
Don't give in.
If they don't trade Nolan Patrick, how are they going to make room to re-sign Wheel?
Oh, my God.
Can we go to the fucking draft first?
What do Flyers fans want more?
Yeah, apparently, they want you to stop talking. They want to overspend for Jordan Wheel, who's like, who has this amazing offensive upside, even though he's 25 years old. When Sean Couturier sucks, apparently, he's younger.
He's played 40 games. It's not unreasonable to think he could make $6 million. McDavid's making 13.
All right, you're jumping ahead here. Jesus, yeah. Connor McDavid signed with the Oilers. Friend of the show.
They're talking. They're finalizing their money.
Just kidding. Ha ha. Should retract that.
Well, if they do.
It's pretty much going to happen.
It's essentially done.
What are they going to say? Oh, there's talks about that, but we're not going to give it to you because you're a franchise player and generational
like
talent.
8 years, 13.25 mil a year, close to 106.
He's no Neil Yakupov.
Anyway, which the Blues just, he's unrestricted now because they didn't even offer it to him. But to get back to the draft news, Devils fans went from saying Nolan Patrick was the odds-on favorite and super great to flipping to Nico in a matter of like a week.
Well, I mean, because that's who they picked.
After Nico got picked, they are completely. They're like Nolan Patrick is a joke. Like he stinks.
I feel like any Flyers fan who wanted Nico said the same thing. Though
that's ridiculous.
I mean, I think we were all on Nico, but I mean, I wasn't like going to be upset if we didn't get Nico. I wanted him.
I didn't care.
It wasn't up to us. I didn't realize.
I wanted one or the other.
I wanted just, a European.
I just wanted them to stay. I just wanted them to stay at two and pick whoever was left.
Not these goddamn Canadians taking over the sport. Get some
what
European
I didn't realize
here.
Was that Patrick had 3 full years of junior, which is like a so he was good all 3 years instead of Nico, who just came on last season.
Who the hell was last season?
Oh my God! It's fucking. I thought that joke was dead.
No, just anytime.
I thought you were dead, but then I woke up from my dream.
Nice.
Wet
damn
dream.
He really, turned it on in the World Junior, whatever.
Yeah.
The World Cup.
He also played over in Sweden. So.
Yeah, but he wasn't in the World of Fire.
Swedes taken over by the Nazis.
No.
Just kidding.
Yeah, but who does?
Whatever, it works out.
Forward wise.
Oscar Lindblom, who is the second coming.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with it.
It's right. I already said last week he's probably going to start.
Regardless,
the
though, Nolan Patrick, do you think he makes a team? We have nothing but speculation here.
Bob McKenzie said it best, and that was he has nothing left to learn at junior.
Bob McKenzie of TSN. He's too young to play in the AHL.
I mean,
I think so.
So I'll play on the fourth line with Konechny.
Yeah, but he has. Yeah, exactly. they'll be bros.
I'm not going to get into the whole trade Drew business right now, but you do
just
have
know
to
that it's a necessary requirement.
Think about no, you do have to think about building around the core, Drew, Voracek, Simmons. So why would you waste Nolan Patrick's talent in juniors for another year and allow these people to get older for
exactly.
one more year?
Yeah,
you got to start.
Well, that's
you
why
really
you're
have
gonna
to
probably,
start adding to that.
That's why you're probably going to see Filppula get kicked out to the wing.
It's not even.
And maybe even Laterra get kicked out to the wing.
But my question
if he doesn't
is,
get traded.
What I mean, if he doesn't play that well, he has a bad training camp. Does he still make teams because of his name?
Yes.
Ekstall's not a fan of that. Usually.
I know, but there's no reason. He's already done 3 full years in junior. There's no way he would get better playing an entire.
Provorov played one more year in juniors when he was supposed to be ready.
Yeah, but that's only 2. No, Patrick finished his 3rd.
Okay.
That was so also there's when we had like Steve Downey playing, like when Provorov was drafted. There wasn't a reason to bring Provorov up because it wasn't like we were competing for anything.
Okay, what's your problem with Steve Downey? I love Steve.
Same with Konechny, though.
Steve Downey is like our version of, what's his face?
Idiot.
From
Bad
Washington.
Hockey player.
He's so bad I can't even remember his name.
Tom Wilson.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Tom Wilson, a game-winning goal in the playoffs, baby. Don't you?
He was also, the Capitals also used a protection spot on him and lost Nate Schmidt.
Yep.
Fucking idiot.
Which idiots.
Nate Schmidt's a defenseman, isn't he?
Yeah.
He
was supposed to be one of like Washington's better young defensemen, and then they protected Tom Wilson.
Well, he's a forward. They probably went with that, but I don't know what split they went with. I wasn't very.
Tom Wilson is a trash can.
Tom Wilson is like.
Did they have the Oshie contract in place at that point? Before the protection list?
Yeah, I
want to
say they did. Maybe.
By the way, that contract is horrible.
That's
going
truly,
he's like 38
truly
years old.
Terrible.
And that's
why. The Oshie contract was afterwards. We didn't talk about it on the show last
you
week.
You know what? I was surprised, though. Like, I went on the Washington Capitals Reddit to see, like, what people thought of it. And all they were super psyched about it. They loved it.
Well, I'm sure.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, all 20 of them. All 20 of them were excited.
40 years old. But...
Yeah, that's why everybody was like, great money, good term. He'll like the contract will expire right when he's ready to retire.
He's going to get bought out in like 4 years. You're going to be stuck with that.
They've had the next CBA, they'll have compliance buyouts and he's out of town.
Yeah.
They've had him for what, one, two seasons, and they're ready to say, oh, he's going to retire. Capital, man. We love this guy here.
They had him for two seasons and they still never got past what, the second round?
He had a shit year this year. He had 20 some goals, not even.
He was
garbage this year.
Yeah, he's good.
He had like 60 points, I think.
He really made his name for himself in the Olympics when he took those 17 shootout attacks.
Oh, my God. My America boner was on fire that day.
That was the only reason I wanted the Flyers to trade for him.
On a cold February morning.
Speaking of cold February mornings, the Flyers traded up in the first round after they picked Nolan Patrick. And they got Morgan Frost.
Yes, they did. The undersized, forward, right?
And how did they get that pick?
How'd they get it, Jeff?
They traded pudgy-faced Junior Shin.
Oh, I get it. So now, a cold February morning, everybody's mourning the loss of Braden Shin.
Exactly.
Yes.
But why is it February?
Oh, because you said Frost, cold and Frost. Cold. Yeah.
And his father's name is Jack.
What does February have to do with it?
You just said February.
What's his dad's last name? Meowth?
No, it's Frost.
Oh.
Anyway, so Morgan Frost, he was a lot of the TSN people had him going in the first round, so that's good.
I saw a lot of late 30s, early 40s.
I think that, I saw that people had him in
Craig
the, like the end of the first.
Literally said, when you get from 20 to 40, it doesn't really matter.
That's good.
That's what he said. So if that's their guy, then by all means.
Regardless,
they obviously had him on their on their watch list.
Yeah, for Morgan Frost, this guy important. He's an undersized kind of winger, right?
Undersized playmaker, center.
No, yeah,
center. But he can move the puck kind of,
and
like,
he
you know,
can skate.
He has a very high.
Very fast.
I think he was rated low because nobody really knew about him at all.
He had one of the best combines.
Yeah,
of Bill Melton. Like, somebody
pointed out he's not a very good skater. Then I think I said it to you guys. Bill Meltzer just dropped a shit bomb on that guy.
Did he win the All Star an All Star competition?
They said that he was like the fastest skater. He tested as the fastest skater in like two or three.
But his turning ratio. His turning. I said radius and ratio together. Fuck, it's not going to be worth it. His turning ratio can't be measured by a protractor, so he sucked.
Well,
skating.
You know what? Like, my favorite one was like random egg on Twitter was like, this was a waste of a pick. He can't skate. This is, and then somebody was like, when Lindblom was drafted, everyone said he couldn't skate, and he's poised to make the team this year, so why don't you just shut up?
They said Couturier couldn't skate. He still can't.
Well, yeah, Couturier can't skate. Trade him. He's very slow. But he's the thing about Frost is, even though he apparently can't skate, he's very fast.
Yeah,
I think your cord's a little jacked up there, buddy.
Where?
Oh, never mind.
So much.
Why are you hating me for the buzzing? Oh, there's a bee in your mic.
I didn't even hear buzzing. These headphones stink. Buzz. So anyway, yes, he's supposed to be fast. He'll work on his skating.
He also has a very good hockey mind from what I've
heard.
Yeah,
his hockey IQ
he
is through the roof.
He sees the ice very well.
This is the part of the show we rehash everything we didn't
well,
learn
here you go.
About the guy.
The one thing
we're literally
quoting Ron Hextall right now.
Well, the one thing is Frost fits.
Jesus, you mean?
Frost fits whatever Hextall is looking for. And then last year's draft, he had the choice of getting Kiefer Bellows.
Kiefer was his name.
Kiefer.
Kiefer Bellows.
Traded to get Rubs off.
Oh, or he could have taken. Couldn't he be taken? What's his face? Gutier, whatever.
But anyway, Bellows had a bad year at Boston at BU this year.
Okay.
So, like.
Yeah,
maybe,
well, now everybody's creaming their pants over
Rubs off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe just trust Hextall.
I guess if you want to trust an idiot who doesn't know how to make a team win a cup in the 2 years he's been here.
I know everybody has said, like, we all hate Pierre Maguire, but he did call the Flyers prospect pool murderer's row.
He did. He said it's one of the best in the league. I saw that article, and someone posted it online.
As much as
like,
I can't stand
Pierre
Maguire.
I was like, this is great reading all, but Pierre Maguire said it, so no.
But still.
Right. So Frost, while I think Frost is a little undersized, their next pick, second round, Isaac Ratcliffe, he's 6'6".
Big boy.
Big dude.
Or 6'5".
The number of the beast.
But he's 6'. He's that and over 200 pounds already.
Yeah.
Is he over 200?
Sounds like
200?
Me in first grade.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So he's only going to get beefier.
Now, did you hear before we move through Isaac Ratcliffe, have you
Brother
heard
of
all
Daniel?
Of the all of the uproar over Morgan Frost being taken over, whoever,
Tolvanen?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about
Tolvanen. I don't know who
angry.
He is, but everybody was losing their mind. That
someone probably tweeted about it or made an article, and I was like, oh my God, this makes sense because I made a good argument. Because at that point, it's just like you pick the player you want to fit your organization
think,
or your needs
I think
or your
Tolvanen
your Tolvanen best
was
player.
A winger, right?
Maybe. But it's like what we were saying. Like, so the entire time during the draft, the announcers were just shitting on how there's no generational talents in this draft. Like, players probably, most of them probably won't crack the lineup for at least a year or two. But then after every pick, they're like, oh my God, this is a great selection. He skates so well, and I just can't contain my boner.
They said that on TV?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Pierre Maguire was like, oh, rub my head.
Because I was following it.
Which one?
They actually pronounced it Bonner
you just made at Doyle.
I know.
Would scare the hopes and dreams out of many children. Stop it. You have a future as a Subway spokesperson.
Anyway, the Flyers had to trade some picks to get Ratcliffe, to move up to get Ratcliffe.
And he was a projected first-round talent.
Yeah, so him dropping to, what did he go, 35 overall?
Pretty good. These drafts you can't really measure. Even in football, when you have college talent that pretty much you can kind of tell, you still can't measure a draft for years at a time.
Well,
we're still judging drafts from years ago.
That's why I don't get why everybody's so mad at the Shen trade. You can't grade it yet. And you also can't deny, though, that the freaking value that they got for him is astronomical.
Yeah, so the Shen trade, just to review, we got the first round this year, got Frost, right?
Right.
We got a first round next year.
Conditional first round next year.
But if it's the top 10 pick for the Blues, they have the ability to
they can push it
the year after that.
The next year. And then if it's top...
So what if the Blues suck?
No, if it's top 10 again, they can push it again.
I don't think they're going to suck, though.
No, I don't think they will either.
No, but I'm just saying, like, what if it was, like, they sucked? Like, yeah, give us like that.
11. Okay, then great. Then the Shen trade works in our favor.
Yeah, we just like, get another.
We get
it works
another
either
pick
way.
Joe, relax. Why are you yelling at me, kid? I was pontificating about how great it would be for us.
I'm very disappointed in seeing how many people are like really upset about the Shen trade because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all.
Here's what I'm gonna say to you. I feel like the same people that are upset about trading Shen right now at the peak of his value are the same people that were angry that Giroux wasn't traded at the peak of his value.
Right.
Right. Oh, great. Oh, man. I really wish I could go back and trade Giroux in 2015.
You're off the podcast, buddy. Like,
Flyers fans are like, so next year, cracking the lineup, we have Patrick and they're going to re-sign Wheel for sure, and they're going to have Lindblom, and Konechny's going to get more ice time. And then you're like, where are you going to put all of these young guys if you don't start getting rid of people we have?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, because he does everything on the power play.
Well, not to toot the BroadStreetBully.net horn, but there is a review of Shen's 2016-17. And, surprise, the jokes are actually not jokes because 53% of his points were on the power play.
What was that said stat one more time?
53% of his points were on the power play.
The more, you know.
And 17 of his 25 goals were power play goals.
The trade was great.
So he really only scored when they were up a man and Giroux was feeding him in the slot.
Too is that
he was hungry.
Positionally, the dude can't fucking play center.
No.
You have to be able to play with the puck to play center.
And the Blues are going to be so disappointed.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I think he might have a good year in St. Louis.
He will only because the team's
better.
Is he
going to be going up the ice on the same side as Tarasenko since he can't play center?
I mean, I don't know. He hasn't a really long look at center for a long period of time when he developed. He bounced around so much.
He will be good in St. Louis just because they're better.
They put him at third line center for a while before they got Filppula this year, and he was god-awful.
I think he needs to be in a top six center role.
I don't think he has the defensive responsibility to play important center minutes.
He's got to be out there to be like scoring.
I don't think he has the presence to know where to drive play.
When he actually did drive play, though,
he actually was effective. Like when he actually would play like with that edge on
him,
he was pretty good.
When there was like less men on the other team.
On the power play?
Yeah.
The problem is he plays
overall watching him. I didn't like hate
him. He plays with an edge when he needs to, like when he needs a contract.
Like Jeff Carter did.
Yeah. Or like when he wants to prove the Flyers wrong. Like he'll probably have a great year and then everybody will be like, "Oh crap, you're training him for Yari Lehterä."
Yeah, I feel like everybody's
stuck. But we got two first round picks for that.
Yeah, well, but nobody cares. They're all stuck on Jury Laterra.
Laterra isn't an awful player.
Yeah, he's not worth his contract, but he's not terrible.
It's only for 2 years.
Dude, he's terrible at GC's.
Listen, you can't reason with listen, they have less years because everyone's like, they could Umberger stinks. How could you get rid of Hart? And then this year when Hextall's like, hey, Ghost, you want a contract extension? And everyone's like, yeah, that's great. He signed Ghost.
What's
like,
the other thing?
If you had Hartnell, yeah. wouldn't have happened.
Provorov and Konechny need extensions in 2 years, idiots.
Fucking idiots.
And Wayne Simmons is up, which is probably
but nobody wants to hear
him.
That. Oh, my God. This guy.
The core. I don't want to hear any talk about
one,
getting
two, three,
Wayne's.
Four. Walker loves the Marine Corps. He's
a
rat.
I don't want to hear anything about getting rid of Wayne Simmons next season, although it is.
You just
want to
hear us say awful things off mic and report to
cheap.
Your fucking people you work for, you dirty
He actually has the most value on the team, though.
He really does.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
it's like,
does.
Right, but why are we going to do that when we're finally like in
he
the
has real
to
value,
we
but
are
it's
finally
like
finally bringing up these young guys. Why wouldn't we
because
pay
Joe.
The three veterans that we
the core
have that we know
the
can
core
produce?
Is too old, Joe.
No, I'm not getting into this.
He has Simmons has value, but it's very specific value.
Whoa.
What are you trying to say here, Jeff?
He's not gonna like. He's not Connor McDavid. Like, you're not gonna trade him and build a team around him.
Oh,
you're
okay.
going to add him as a piece to a team that's already built. You sack of shit.
It's my new character called Easily Offended Social Justice Warrior Drew. Which where anything about someone that's not a straight white male, I have to question.
What? Virtue signaling. He's got a
huge
value.
I see what you're doing there. It's value is a code name for penis.
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
Shut up.
And just killed the show right there.
I know. I just feel like, all right, guys, that's it for us this week. Thank you.
All right. So in
Jeff
the
had like three terrible, glaring comments the last like 3 weeks.
The third round.
Just immediately halted the show.
80th overall.
Jeff has?
Yeah.
I know.
With the Zach Rinaldo pick.
We took a goalie.
The Flyers chose a goalie. From Russia.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
Hextall should pick
but
a goalie
did he hack
every
the election?
Year.
Did he hack the election?
No. But apparently this goalie came on strong. Who's strong? At the under 18 world
that?
Champion.
Who says that?
And he caught a lot of people's eye there. So, yeah.
Is he a good looking fella?
TSN said that like it's kind of like a one that was unexpected, but they could understand why Hextall did it.
Are his pads humongous big?
Yeah, probably.
Humongous.
Also, what a fucking name. Kirill Ustamenko. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
I used to Ustamenko, but not anymore.
That's a good one, because if he is a bust, then it would just be Ustinko.
I think, yeah, that's a great
so
name.
So eloquently put together. Clever. You should write for the Tonight Show.
Yeah, you fill adult. That open CSN.
That is a good,
CSN
that is a good goalie name, though.
Yeah, Ustamenko.
It's up there with, like,
hockey has the best names
Hobby
in sports. Bolin.
Yeah.
There's another great one.
Nikolai Hobby yeah. Bolin. Yeah. Hobby Bolin.
Yeah.
Kirill Ustamenko.
Now, the surprise of the draft, I think, and the person who fell the farthest.
Oh, yeah.
The Flyers' fourth round pick.
Was that?
Fourth round pick.
Fourth round that? Pick overall. It's just, it breaks me up inside that the Flyers got him.
This is the first voice crack on a show without Brayden Schoen on the team. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, shit.
Booking all 97
start
episodes.
Playing Sarah
Flyers
McLaughlin.
Got the third Strom brother, Matthew Strom.
Yeah, Strom was supposed
Maddie
to be
Strom.
Pretty good from what I read.
Yeah, he fell.
Projected second round talent.
Yeah, he's 6'3", 201. They just
but
said
he
that
can't he, skate.
They said that he can't skate.
Yeah.
But just like everyone else,
much
you can,
like
learn,
his
you can learn how to skate.
Apparently
I understand on the NHL, especially now with its faster game, you have to focus. Skating is a big part of the game. But in order to play hockey at any level, especially at a level above, like, you know, juniors or peewee, yeah, I mean like little kid juniors, not like that. You have to skate. It's a game
yeah.
on ice.
They'll figure it out.
You can't skate. Is just saying like what? He's not as quick.
Wait, they don't
a skater.
Play street hockey.
He's not a fast turner.
Yeah. Our
He's
fourth not- line the past like 4 or 5 years hasn't known how to skate. So I mean, why not sign this kid?
Because like, you're bringing back Chris Vandevelde, dude.
You have like a
not a Strom.
Freaking,
you have
his Iron Man.
You have a bunch
year.
Of minor league
Strom Peter.
you have a bunch of minor leagues for this kid to learn how to skate. Damn it, again! Fuck!
It's Andreas' fault in your throat because it's cracking everywhere.
I just can't drink enough water. This sucks.
Somebody fucking stop this.
Are you eating the hilarity? I don't know what's going on here.
Well, it's not coming out of your mouth for sure.
Get it? You're not funny.
Oh, no, I got it.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Just piling on right now because I hate you. Big, dumb water bottle.
Next to Cedric, that's one of my favorite soundtracks.
And do you even want to go over the rest of the draft?
I mean,
yes,
who cares?
Dude, keep going.
I mean, they got another Belarusian.
Oh, well, great. I don't know. I'm going to voice more cracks.
Maxime
more voice cracks.
Shush.
So, Drew,
that's
you
crazy.
Go.
I don't think Belarus even a country, though, after the Soviet Union collapsed.
Oh, my God. I'm going to murder you.
The map of Europe was redrawn so many times since 1905.
So they got Shushko with in the fourth round, 107th overall.
Shushko. They got an American.
No, I don't,
hell yes.
I don't really know anything about him.
Noah Cates is a literally high school pick.
Oh, hold on. NHL bottom six is an absolute best case scenario.
Duluth is where he's going next year.
Noah Cates, he already committed to college.
Without Sacagawea, Clark would still be in Duluth.
Fuck.
Only Pay Arnold? All right. No, sorry. Dino Spumoni.
So, yeah, he has a potential, but he was under the radar, so I guess Hextall picked him as let's see what happens.
Yeah,
maybe he turns into Henrik Zetterberg.
It's a crapshoot once you get outside the people that are highly touted.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what drafts are.
In the sixth round, the Flyers took another center, Olli Lixell. Lixell.
That is a great name.
Yeah, so like the Cates pick, they don't really know a lot about him, but they're hoping for a diamond in the rough. So
okay.
There's that.
Does that conclude our draft picks?
Seventh round.
One more.
Hold on.
Wyatt Kalnyuk? Kalnyuk?
Yes.
Cali Nook.
Yep.
There's also a blockbuster trade in the seventh round, too.
Oh, was it?
Did we get Zach Rimaldo back?
No, everybody was tweeting. They're like, the Flyers and Habs are talking a big deal right now.
Yeah. Giroux for seventh round pick?
No,
that's what
everybody
was saying. Like,
and it was
Giroux
news on the trade upcoming.
It's happening. And then literally, as soon as, it was 2 minutes later, they're like, they announced the trade. It was the Flyers trade their seventh round pick this year for a Habs pick next year.
Yeah.
Seventh round pick next year.
And that was it.
Yeah.
It's like swapping patio furniture. I'll give you a seventh round for a seventh round. What do you say?
They picked Wyatt, and then he's supposed to go to the USHL next year. So
Or is it he's supposed to go to the USHL next year, or is he going to University of Wisconsin?
No, maybe he's going to college too. Either way.
Oh,
I think
T.H. Hartthrob, know his stuff.
He played 2 years in the USHL, from what I understand, after he graduated high school. So he's going to be a freshman at U of Wisconsin as a 20-year-old.
So he will be.
He's
going to
be buying all of the kids in the
beer,
dorm
beer,
and he's going to be that cool guy.
Just like I used to be when I was 18.
At Steve Mason's house.
We used to have parties all the time. We would call Drew.
Yeah.
I'm only 18.
Drew, you look like you're 40. After work, we're going to give you money so you can buy us beer.
Smart.
You can drink for free.
That's smart.
Yeah.
2 case of old Milwaukee later. Hell
basically,
yeah.
Outside of, I'll say, the first 3 picks, the Flyers just kind of guessed.
I would say 4.
But do you think other teams did not do that too?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's what happens. Oh, they're
okay.
Just.
I'm just making sure you weren't coming off with some cynical.
Unless,
the Flyers just
after
unless
the
somebody
Dylan
knows.
Strome pick, I think it was.
Yeah, unless someone knows for sure.
They were just
taking
fifth round. Low risk, high reward.
Unless
picks.
Timo Solani's cloned somewhere in that mix, you didn't pick him when you had him.
This draft, more than any others, though, they were the Vegas Knights are on the board, and Bob McKenzie's well, the best player left is this one, so I think that Vegas is going to take him. And, that was the pick. And they're next up is this one. And McKenzie's they'll probably take this person. And then they took them. And I was Jesus Christ, Bob McKenzie.
Thank God we endorsed him as our unofficial official guy we follow on Twitter last week. Just to show you how smart we are.
Dude, McKenzie was just I feel he was spot on until maybe the Flyers traded
spot
up.
On!
Until the Flyers traded up and took Frost. Because that was kind of off the board. So.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was, Josh.
Somebody had
it.
Frost ranked in the top 20, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
we'll
if it's Frost, wouldn't it be below 20?
Fuck. We'll see what happens. See if he can learn how to skate or whatever he has to do. Turn.
Freezing temperature.
Protractors.
32 degrees, Joe. Or, Drew.
I know, but it would still be really cold with extra frost. Have you been to Winterfell, Doyle? Do you even know what I've seen beyond the wall?
Winter's not even here yet.
It's coming, though.
It's coming, though. Yeah. It's coming.
And so am I! I'm so excited about this Shen pick trade.
Yeah, so
you're
Jory Laterra
apparently on that.
I don't really care about him or for him. I'll see how he does on the team where he fits, or if he's even here. We may
off season's not over yet.
He's gonna get kicked out to wing, I think.
Cool, that's awesome. Him and Dad Reed can play on the third line.
I don't know.
Or I don't have a problem slating him in the fourth line center spot. Apparently, yeah. Everybody's like, Mike Vecchione is going to be the second coming.
There's no way
he's second center. He's going to be second center this
Vecchione
year.
Vecchione plays on the Flyers this year.
I don't
There's
think
no
he
way.
Does either.
I no. think he might come
born,
up at some
he's
point.
He's born for the Phantoms.
He also hasn't accepted the Flyers qualifying offer yet. So well, he may like, not even.
Wasn't
the
there,
guy's
wasn't
projected
there, like,
to be
some...
like a bottom six forward and everybody's.
No. He played one game and 4 minutes in that game last year. And from that small sample size, we can already see that he's better than Giroux. Oh my
God. True. I, you know, I love Giroux. I'm even going to say that.
See?
Sure.
I got Giroux to come around.
Wasn't there
That's
some
a hot
sort
take.
Of, when we signed him, wasn't there like this like quote-unquote backroom handshake where like he had to get another contract with the Flyers this year?
Well, Hextall
extended the offer.
Hextall tendered an offer to him, but if he refuses it, I think he stays a restricted free agent and can get offer sheeted. Maybe
I think he's going to reject it because he didn't get to play with his line mate Spencer Fu,
which is I don't know why the Flyers wanted Fu so bad too.
I don't know why they want all of Union College and the Brandon Wheat games.
Yeah, they might as well.
That's literally
they well
all they have.
Like realistically, if Fu was as good as people in Calgary are making him out to be, he would have got drafted. Right? Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't
how
know.
That
enough,
works.
But I don't. I'll admit, as a guy who's on a hockey podcast, I don't really know all about like those leagues and who plays and who's well. I just read what I read from people I trust and hear other things and make my own decisions.
Do people draft college seniors often?
I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like if you're going to get drafted, you're going to get drafted when you're like 18.
I don't know how he miss the draft or did he stay in school? Because he's an idiot if he stayed in school.
You also have to,
he's
like,
an idiot if
you have to.
School.
Fuck, you, can enter, you can finish school anytime. Draft. You can finish
stay
school anytime.
Here.
Take your money.
Stay as long as you can.
For the love of God.
So you also have to enter into the draft. Like, you have to legally say, yes, I would like to be drafted this year. So
yeah. I did hear a story, though, about Keith Jones that when he was drafted, they had like a list of players, like 3,000 players. He wasn't even on it, and he said that I guess with like the 12th round or something, he got a call. His mom got a call from Washington asking when he was born, and then they're like, "All right, we're taking Keith Jones."
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And he wasn't home or anything.
God bless Keith Jones.
Oh, he was a finalist for the Hobie Baker Award this year.
Keith
Spencer
Jones?
Fu?
No, Spencer Fu.
This is 1986.
Yeah, so maybe that's why his stock rose a bit.
Him and Vecchione were tearing up the college. They were on the same line. Their line was one of the best producing lines.
Wouldn't it have just been a hoot if Hextall was like, "I'll get you minutes, just sign here," and then Hextall was like, "No."
We'll
give you a shot, but and then
you just flip their names.
They don't have any room.
Those 4 minutes, Hextall was like, "Nah, Vecchione's done, or he's out of here.
What is he?
He's done." Guys, come on! I think I have allergies, and it's not fun.
You have what? What do you have?
Fuck.
Today, Junior.
It writes itself sometimes.
Can't make one mistake.
Oh God!
And then follow it up with more mistakes.
Think about all these hot takes you make. It's like. What
do you guys want to go
into
a hot take?
It's payback for the last 3 weeks of me and Doyle just
last
yelling into
Fortnite.
The microphone.
Yeah,
or
we
shit.
literally just Twitter. Just Twitter. We were literally on our phones just reading Twitter into the microphone.
Just yelling horseshit at Drew and I'm getting so
getting
angry.
So angry about it.
Yeah, I was pretty angry, guys.
Do you guys want to do like hot take projected lineups for next year?
Oh, my God, already?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, starting first center, Mike Vecchione.
No, it's still Giroux until he gets traded.
Okay.
Starting second center?
Alex Galchenyuk.
Patrick.
Nolan Patrick, of course.
Because Giroux's getting traded.
Patrick's not going to
For the beginning of the season, I would say...
all right, let's do this one at a time here.
Hold on.
All right, top line.
Who's ready?
I actually have
Don't worry. All to our fans. We definitely prepared for this early in the show. It's all a bit. We're acting like it's nonchalant off the cuff, but it's totally scripted.
I do have...
Top line center. We can agree on Giroux until he gets traded.
Yeah, correct.
Second line center.
Which will be before the season starts, so you might as well plug in Galchenyuk first line center.
Phil might start the second line center if Patrick moves.
No. Oh, Patrick will be the second line center starting the season with no prior NHL experience. Don't even argue with me. Third line center.
Look at his face right now.
I'm letting you have it.
Oh my God.
Third line. Oh, sorry, Lulz.
You stepped on my dog?
Third line center. Yuri Laterra.
Cooch.
What?
Wait, who did you pick for second?
No, Kutz is going to be the bottom center, or he's going to get traded because he stinks.
Oh, come on. We can't troll this. Let's not troll these lineups.
Oh, now we're going to be serious.
No, let's
it was
not
supposed
troll these
to be like,
oh,
semi,
my God.
Like what
oh,
would you want to
I didn't,
see?
I thought it was just going to be a joke.
I did say hot takes. So.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you said hotcakes. I was getting hungry.
God. Obviously, pancakes. Roman Lubimov.
Yeah,
lube him up, who has also extended a qualifying offer.
Yeah, don't get that one.
But that
yeah.
was just...
Well, if he leaves, the Flyers get some kind of compensation or something. I don't really know.
And he can play on the Phantoms.
Yeah.
Just let him go back to Russia.
All right, so we're going to say Patrick on the second line and third line will be Kutz?
Yeah.
Right? And Filippula will be a winger somewhere in the top three?
Yeah, they'll probably split him out probably wide. Either. I don't. They I'd protected Lawton, but I don't think they protected Lawton because they wanted to play him on the Flyers. I think it was just a matter of they wanted to expose the most expensive contracts.
I would think Lawton is a valuable player on the Phantoms, too.
I would flip Kutz while healthy in the beginning of the season to 2C and have Patrick playing 3.
Dude, are you crazy?
I don't think Kutz
I don't think
do
Kutz
well
is yeah, offensive enough to play.
But do you want to put Patrick in that big of a checking defensive role in his first games in the NHL on second-line center? You don't have to really worry about. Sure,
yeah,
no
if
systems.
you put him at second center, and then you can play matchups.
You also want to have – well, you also have to think about, especially with Patrick, you have to think about where Provorov's going to be because I guarantee they are going to match him as much as possible with Provorov's D pairing.
Well, I have to say, what you're saying, I think Provorov will probably play defense this year.
All right, so
is Provorov going to be on the top D pairing?
All right, so regardless of where they're at center-wise.
That's where McDonald wants him.
It's – Drew, Patrick, Couturier. Who's fourth then? Do they do Filippula, Laterra?
I'm saying Laterra.
Vandevelde or Laterra.
The one time we're trying to be serious, Drew's going to be hot take Drew.
No. You don't think Vandevelde honestly won't come back to this team?
No.
He's a fucking winger, isn't he? How did he play
well,
center?
He's played center for
he
us.
He could
in
be
the past.
A center, but yeah.
He's played center for us in the past.
No, so yeah, I think whoever's left. Filippula or
I was being like 75% serious.
Filippula or Laterra will probably be at the fourth center. I don't think they're gonna. I think they just protected Lawton.
I don't think Filippula's gonna play.
So they have to throw.
Filippula. I think Filippula's getting kicked out to wing.
I think he's gonna play in a.
They could do that too. But
he's most effective in the top nine.
He played wing in Detroit for a while.
All right. Well, then yeah, maybe he got to the wing.
And he has offensive.
But the problem
he's
is
two-way forward, but he has offensive.
But the
upside.
The problem is like you have guys who are already on the wing who can't play center.
Guys on the wing.
I'm not gonna
like
put
Reed and Weiss.
I'm not gonna put Drew Laterra in our offense at center, even if it's on the fourth line. Not right off the bat when you had Filippula play 23-24 games at the end of the season, playing as 2C. I'm gonna put him at center, and then I'm gonna have Laterra come in on the wing, and then I'll put maybe Raffle on the left wing.
Oh, we still have him, don't we?
Well, you have guys, though.
Oh, get over yourself. Raffle is great.
You have Raffle, Weiss, and Reed.
All right, weird Twitter girls are obsessed over Michael Raffle.
Raffle, Weiss, and Weed, who can only play wing positions. They can't play centers.
Weed?
What do you learn that one? Teach drug school?
So if those guys are stuck on the wing because they can't play center, then you're going to look at people who can play center, like Laterra and Filippula.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah. Right, just out of
but
the two of them,
play,
I'm going to play...
Where are you going to play Jordan Wheel, though, because he's also a center?
Well,
if he's even
Wheel,
here...
Yo,
if you believe the hype,
right,
is going to Vancouver.
So Spectres did respond to your question earlier.
He did respond.
Saying,
and he said the only thing they heard... The only thing he's heard in Spectres hockey is like, if you want realistic rumors and not a bucket of horseshit, go to spectreshockey.net.
He'll even take the bullshit once and say why they don't work sometimes
yeah.
on his website.
So he's saying all he's heard is that Vancouver is the only team in the running. But, like, Wheel's agent is like, yeah, meeting with everyone. I saw the Canadians yesterday.
Seriously, though.
That
it's
team.
It's all marketing.
If Vancouver
yeah, just,
wants
just
to pay
to
him
the price.
More than $1.8 million, you can fucking have him.
Not even 2.25?
I no. just don't understand
too
why everybody
money.
Has so much confidence
he's
in a guy who's
played 20
only,
games.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm just asking.
Yeah, but we have the money. What else are we going to do other than getting
what if,
a goaltender?
What if it was like a 1 or 2 year, like, all right, so
I would,
you fucking do like 2.25 mil.
I would hit
year,
the cap if it
if
meant
it
that we were
two,
going to...
If it was a 2 year, I would give him 2.
Okay, what about 2.5 for 1?
Dude, the thing is,
he's 25. There's no way we're just gonna get
yeah,
him.
He's already 25.
Off.
Like he's gonna want to lock out of the years and money.
2 or 3 years.
I was just like a show me the money kind of deal.
You also don't want to get.
I'm just looking at
the,
options here.
If the contract stinks, you also don't want to get stuck with it when they have to up all of the defensemen.
I'm saying it's gonna be. It's not gonna be a long term deal by any means. He hasn't earned that. It's gonna be at the very most a bridge contract. Even that, I still think it's gonna be a. you know, 1 to 3 year deal tops. Nothing.
Oh no, definitely
3 to 5 is outside of
unless Vancouver just throws money at him.
I mean, the guy played great for 2 weeks after the playoff teams had already clinched. Like that's congratulations.
I'm saying, but he's shown the ability to score at the AHL level. That means a lot, but it does mean that he has offensive ability, and he looked very creative in the zone at times, even when he wasn't.
I also feel like in the limited amount of times he played, he hurt himself a lot.
Yeah, he missed a few games.
So like, there's that.
Yeah, true.
He's.
But I want him to stay.
I wouldn't mind having him back, but I don't want to break bank for him.
Right.
Which
I agree with.
It's like Malcolm Jenkins. Malcolm Jenkins, when they signed him. Obviously, you had T.J. Ward, who was available. And
Jarius Bird,
yeah,
Mr. Knee.
Exactly. And I remember me and you were talking about this. We were saying, I want the Eagles to get a safety, but I don't want them to break bank for him.
Yeah.
And Malcolm Jenkins was the perfect safety.
Remember that, Doyle? We talked about that so many years ago.
Yeah. Oh, here you
those
go.
The days.
So February 17th, he was out with an upper body injury day-to-day. Came back, I guess, whenever. Went out again March 15th, lower body injury day-to-day. And then was out April 4th for what was described as an illness day to day.
What if he got sick?
Yeah, well, day to days are a lot better than Sean Couturier's injuries.
But Sean Couturier's injuries.
Surprisingly, Sean Couturier has been pretty healthy.
Yeah. Sean, and also, like, the injuries Sean Couturier gets aren't like he has a concussion, he's going to miss. Like, he's like a blocking shots, a puck hit him in the foot. Like, that's just bad luck.
He gets run the fuck over by
it's like not that he's injury prone, it's like bad luck hits him.
Yeah.
Or he stubs his toe in the shower.
Yeah, he's not like Blair Betts, where he like skates into the boards and then his shoulder just breaks.
All right. I have found my lines that I drafted up after the draft.
Okay.
All right.
You drafted them up after the draft?
I drafted them.
You've said draft way too
after
much.
After the draft.
Word choice should be different.
So I have Konechny, Giroux, Voracek, first line. Wheel, Coots, Simmons, second line. Lindbom, Patrick, Reed, or Weiss, third line. Raffle, Philp, Jury, fourth line, and anybody in the bottom six is essentially swappable.
So that's really what you think? It's not like any kind of hot takes at all?
Actually, no, I don't really think that anymore.
You fucking pussy.
Fuck your drop. Fuck your drop. And then I have...
is bullshit.
And then basically, I said that Nolan Patrick should hit the top six after the first 25 games. Okay, that would bring Coots back down to the bottom six.
I understand your thinking on that, but I really don't think they're going to put him in a defensively responsible spot.
Off the bat, first 25 games, when nobody knows a game plan.
I think that they would play him at fourth. People aren't going to like this, but they play him at fourth line center.
Yeah, so it's more likely.
So he doesn't have to match up against teams' best lines, and that gives him a chance to play at NHL speed and get used to it, and then they bump him to the second.
Would that be so bad? Because
you're saying Coots, Simmons, and who else?
Well, it's the end of the world for everybody on Twitter.
Coots,
so.
Well, apparently people don't remember that Mike Richards played fourth line center when
Coots, he was Simmons, and
up,
Wheel
so.
Is not going to be a shutdown line. They can't be.
Well, Wheel is essentially replacing Shen on that line. That's all it really is. You have somebody riding the boards, put Simmons in front, and then you have Coots driving the play.
Shen wasn't that good defensively.
It's not a horrible idea, but I don't know.
I also feel like the Flyers would go Weiss over Reed.
Yeah.
It's also not even July yet, and we're speculating.
You know, well, no.
I love it.
We love the team, obviously. That's why we do this shit. Just
this,
insane.
This is a very hot take, but it's one that I like.
Well, it's
and
coming
I think
out of your
that's,
mouth, it probably is.
I think that the Flyers should play Weiss over Reed.
I think so.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people don't like that.
Why?
Matt Reed is good defensively, and he kills penalties.
He scored 20 goals like 3 years ago.
That was a stupid contract.
I think you're doing that voice so much that you're starting to talk like that, and that's why your voice is cracking so much.
He may be a rap, but he's fucking quick with it.
Do you remember? It was like a...
If people are really arguing about if Reed should play over Weiss, like...
People just hate Dale Weiss.
Because that is like the dumbest thing ever.
People hate Dale Weiss and they're like, it's one of Hextall's worst signings. It's like, it's been a year.
They're both
maybe just
terrible.
Give it some time.
He also has probably the most, in all honesty, he has the best track record right now to have the most improved year this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt Reed, you know what you're getting.
Weiss also
you're
scored.
Get an early explosion of 3 goals, and then he's gonna shit the bed the rest of the season.
Weiss also had like playoff game winners.
But where does Boyd Gordon actually fit in all this?
Oh, he went back to Kosovo.
Dude,
did he die?
Way back in Kosovo.
Yeah.
The Kosovo war vet.
Yeah, he joined back in the army.
Yeah, the Liberation Front.
He's actually going to play first line for the Golden Knights.
Hey, our buddy Joe Barnick said we'd love Dale Weiss, and I think I'd said this all year, give Dale Weiss another chance.
Yeah.
And give Drew another chance to actually have a full offseason of healthy workouts to come back next year.
That's
and
set
the world on fire.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so give Drew the offseason.
It would be the ultimate
This is my hot take for that.
All right.
I've already told you.
But Drew, I was going to tell you.
Let's get into it because I have a hot take on
Drew. Claude Giroux is going to light the world of fire next year, and he's going to flip the fucking crowd off every time he scores a goal. And then they're going to trade him for Galchenyuk, and he's going to win a cup in Montreal.
They're going to play Stone Cold music.
Calling it.
Claude and Carey.
I like
Claude and
Carey.
It goes well hand in hand.
I know. I really just want the first part of that.
Yeah, just like. Yeah. Claude Giroux scores again.
They just play Stone Cold every time he scores a goal.
I'm right on the same boat with you. I'm getting really ticked off at a lot of the Sixers fans that are starting to uproot since the Markel Fultz deal. Saying, oh, well, why don't we just trade Drew for, because, you know, we can build around Nolan Patrick. Why the fuck would you ever do that? you have three veterans on this team. Other than, well, Andrew McDowell.
Army vets?
Yes. Army vets.
I thought Boyd
shed blood on the ice for their team.
God damn it, Joe. I'd love a good Patriot on this show. You're a good man. You are. Fucking.
But no, in all seriousness, I just don't understand how there's people that are. I feel like Philadelphia in general is starting to come in with this whole idea of the trust the process, like a little too much. To the point where it's really starting to like kind of sicken people's brains in thinking like, oh yeah, well let's trade the number one point scoring forward since 2008 and for a third round pick.
Let's just suck on purpose so we can act like we're all too smart for our own good and be like, oh yeah, we're just going to keep winning eventually.
I mean, the
yeah.
Sixers, it worked out for them.
No, it did, but we also got a lot of
luck
involved
with that. Hold on. We think it did. I don't mean to get into a whole Sixers rant here.
No, that's what they wanted. They wanted top picks. That's worked out for them.
Right.
Where it goes from here is still left to be seen.
Yes.
A lot easier to tank an NBA season is an NHL hockey.
We've seen Claude Drew perform season after season after season,
like
even with a hip injury.
Talent contrast in the NBA.
Well, he admitted it. He said that.
Yeah.
He said he played the year hurt. His hip wasn't right.
Didn't have any practice last offseason. Right.
He didn't have a full offseason to actually work out.
So now the question is, how's Drew going to do with the full offseason of.
As long as he doesn't come into camp and say he's in the best shape of his life, because that is like the telltale sign that your fucking career's over.
Right.
Anytime anybody has ever said they're in the best shape of their life, they suck.
Unless you're Jaromir Jagr.
Yeah, but has he ever said it?
Now,
I'm pretty sure he did when he came to the Flyers when he came back.
Dude, he actually is in the best shape of his life.
I think he actually gets better, more in shape as
he just
ages.
Yeah, he just works
he's
harder.
He's like Benjamin Button.
Yes.
He adds more weights to the vest. But the question
is... Yeah, he just skates with weighted vests on
now,
every game.
Jake was not injured coming into the season, and he didn't do much of anything.
Also, the power play was anemic at
are
best,
the Flyers... So. Does Hextall consider Jake at his ceiling?
I don't think anybody's going
to
pick up
and
that
look
contract.
To move him.
Well, that's the
Nobody,
other thing with trading either of them is...
Their contracts
no one is
are...
Oh, yeah, you
outrageous.
Got a lot of money to move. You're
and no one is going
to
eat...
You're
going
to have to take money back for sure.
If you're the Flyers, you're not going to eat that salary for that
long. No, dude, Jake is good also. You have to understand, that line's getting... We were a one-line team last year.
Oh, I know, but just...
But Jake is also a playmaker, like Drew.
Jake had a rebound year from the season before. The season that we went to the playoffs against the Capitals.
Right, it was better.
He hit the net to save his life.
But not $8 million better.
He had the most points on the team.
But I still think...
He had 61
points.
Not
saying much.
But that shows the team. It's not him.
Yeah.
He's not the guy.
Let's just say that an 18-year-old boy in Edmonton put up over 100
points.
Oh, my
God. Here we go.
Jake couldn't even muster...
A team in Edmonton that took the Ducks
69.
To 7 games.
Nice.
And
what's your point here, Jeff?
What are you saying?
I'm saying
Connor McDavid's better than Jake Voracek. That's all.
Oh, wow, Jeff. Really good on a limb there.
Hot
so
take.
Fucking
yeah,
brave.
Hot take.
Let me guess. You're also going to tell me racism is bad and you shouldn't punch babies. Good job, Jeff.
Yeah.
How fucking insightful.
I'm just saying, Jake's like, what, almost 30? He's getting shown up by an 18-year-old? That's embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. Old Papa Manning will take care of that for us.
Yeah, right. If he can even get on the ice.
Poor Brandon.
Chase the
Oh, did you do your defenseman?
The defensive marriage.
Projected defenseman.
I did not. No, I only did top forwards. I'm going to guess. Oh, well, I can go off the wing here. I'll say.
Off the wing. They play defense.
Jesus. Provorov.
Provorov,
and McDonald.
And McDonald.
They're going to be paired together for life. They might get married. Who knows?
Unless Las Vegas picks them somehow, because everyone's still holding on hope.
The draft didn't even happen yet.
We're living in an alternate timeline.
I'll say Ghost, and to start, maybe Manning.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people's mock lines had Manning.
And then the third would be Morin and Hag.
What about Gudas?
You're going to put Gudas as
actually,
your seventh
well,
defenseman?
Scratch Manning. I would put Gudas.
You're going to have Provorov and McDonald, Gudas and Ghost.
The GG line.
At least
and
to
then,
start, yeah.
And
yeah.
then you have probably Manning.
The Ghost
either,
goo line.
Either
the ghost
Morin
goo.
Or...
yes.
Morin and Hag.
Not Hag. The other one. Sanheim.
Sanheim's not ready. Sanheim's not ready.
Morin, well, they're
baby.
Saying Hag's
I don't
ready, but
they
honestly,
said Hag's
I don't
more ready Morin. Than...
I know,
they
but...
They said Hag is the most ready that they have right
Hag's
now.
Been so hyped.
He played...
No, he hasn't. He
no,
had a terrible
been...
year the season before last.
Well, no, they hyped him up, but then he had a bad year, and now it's like everybody's just giving up hope
had
on
a bad
him.
Year.
Nobody's given up hope for him. Every... Even Bob McKenzie said he's the most... Ready
what
NHL,
does Bob McKenzie
NHL
know?
Defenseman that they have right now.
Funny how the narrative is.
What the hell does Bob McKenzie?
I
you're
saw,
like Italy during World War One. You're just
no,
switching sides.
I really liked Hag, and then not all of last season, I just gave up on him. So.
Everything from highlights and Flyers Twitter led me to believe that Travis Sanheim was probably our best defensive prospect that we had
going forward.
And then I went to the goddamn Phantoms game in the playoffs last year. This past season.
And he sucked
and
eggs.
Dude, he was horrible.
I think his
horrible.
Ceiling is supposed to be the highest out of all of them, though.
Oh, that's great, dude.
How about
I don't want him on my team.
Philippe Myers.
I would trade. Phil Myers.
Every defenseman has, like, a ridiculous learning curve.
That's
like,
true.
How long
that's
did it take Zdeno Chara to get good?
Yeah, that's why it's the hardest
only
position.
Only like 40
to,
years.
Yeah.
No.
That's why it's like the hardest position to guess on, unless it's like.
He's just a big goon.
Oh.
Everybody was like, far and away, Provorov is it. Like, that wasn't
Provorov
hard to guess.
Had one bad game against the Chicago Blackhawks. I think it was our third game into this season. And he's been
like,
he's
yeah,
been the
like
promised child
six.
Ever since. His adaptation to the NHL
yeah,
speed
how many,
was...
Yeah, Jeff
how
was
many people were
down.
Saying to send
Jeff
him back
wanted
down.
To send him back down.
I said that if he keeps up this play for two more games, do they send him back down? Way to change the narrative, fucking CNN!
Oh, wow, we're getting political on the show. I didn't know we were that podcast.
We're
going
to we're gonna have to go back to the tapes.
We're not that podcast.
Just drop it. I don't want to be those people. Anyway.
Jeff, but yeah.
So keep sipping your water. Your voice is crap on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still think that it's going to be more of a Hagmorin compared to Sanheim, compared to Philip Myers,
like
compared to anybody
I don't
else
think Philip Myers, they said, was going to be like a first-round pick if he made it to the draft this year, but I don't think he's ready to play.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
no.
Think, dude, I still think Sanheim needs like another year or two.
I'm going
Which,
with Morin
I mean,
as of
you know,
right now, just a gut
there's
feeling.
Also, means- there's also the Hextall could go out and pull like a veteran defenseman for cheap in free agency.
Andreas Liljegren probably still wants to play.
Well, because like you don't want to overload the defense. Like you don't want to put too many prospects in or too many young guys in, and then you maybe need like a third pairing guy you sign for like a year, like a Hal Gill type.
Free agency doesn't. Just a tall, bumbling idiot. That's his prime.
Who's even,
Kevin
like,
Shattenkirk's a free agent. Oh,
who's even available?
Leon Draisaitl. Oh,
I saw. Did you see Tampa Bay contacted Shattenkirk?
No.
Like, where the hell is Stevie Eisenman going to get money to pay him?
He's Why would they
right
do
now.
That anyway? They're not competing. I thought they were doing a fire sale, just like Chicago.
I don't. Stevie Y. What a guy.
They could probably sign him.
At the end of the day, I'm
they
glad
could, but
we're talking.
Hamstring their shit out of themselves.
I'm glad we're talking about the amount, the plethora of defensive prospects we have. Because guess what? We don't have right now. Goaltenders.
Well,
I have no idea what we're going
to
do.
I honestly
goalie.
Didn't think Hextall was just going to sit around until Carter Hart was ready, but that appears to be the plan.
Yeah.
Like
based on cap hits?
Well, or Sandstrom.
Yeah.
Either one of those two.
Andre
Sandstrom,
Markov,
they say, could sign a deal next year.
Dan Girardi. Dennis Weidman.
Dan Girardi's in talks with somebody.
Mark Streit and Chris Pronger are the top five based on...
Chris Pronger, bring him back, baby!
But
it's going to be hard. In
that's
the
a cup run right
Panthers
there.
Panthers front
but
office.
Also, more serious, no, a younger guy, Kulikov.
Oh, okay, Dmitry Kulikov. Yeah.
Carl Osner's
Boshman, Oduya. I'm going. I'm just giving you.
Yeah, Carl Osner would Scuderi, make a ton of money. Yeah.
Franzen, Trevor Daly. But he'll probably sign with Pittsburgh. I don't know. We'll see what they feel like. McCulloch.
Who do you think realistically would sign like a 1 year deal?
Nick Schultz. He's on this list.
Oh God, but he's not going to play. He wouldn't even be the third line pairing. He'd be signing for it to be a seventh defenseman.
How much money would it cost us to buy out Andrew McDonald at this point? Or can we not
do
that?
It's
this season?
Too much money.
It's too much money over. It's like
too
dead cap space for too many years.
It's like $3 million, I think. $3 million something the first like 2 years. And then
Carl Osner.
Basically, like he's stuck here until like the second to last or last year of the deal, if Hextall wants to buy him out.
Yeah.
He is the third highest paid player on this team behind Claude Giroux and Jake Voracek.
Yep.
What about Andrew Ferentz?
Still not as bad as Dan Girardi and Mark Stahl, though.
How much money do you want to spend on a veteran defenseman, though?
Yeah, I mean, it depends
what
Hextall
wants to. What's serviceable... What serviceable old guy can you get to sign a year or two?
All right, so starting next
Matt
season,
Green,
if the Flyers buy out
the Kings,
McDonald, it's 1.5 for 2017-2018, 1.3 for 18-19, and then 1.08 for 19-20, and then back up to 1.8 from 2020 to 2023.
With all of our ELCs, do it. Do it. No, I'm not even kidding. Why not?
Because
that's
like
our D-core is going to be on minimum. Like,
no, those are like third and fourth line wingers that is just dead space.
Yeah,
Hextall doesn't like dead money, and he only bought out Umberger because he absolutely needed to. So I don't think he's going to buy him out.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do it, man. Sorry, brother.
Yeah, maybe in the last year he might do it.
But you know what? It's okay, guys, because I think this is the time of the show that we've got brought down. There's some Flyers that most likely aren't coming back and some people we are going to remember and miss over this next season as we have the expansion draft and free agency.
It's a few free agents now.
We're going to have to go over this. So without further ado, this is Broad Street Bully Podcast 2017 going into this next season in memoriam for the players and people we've lost in our Flyers community. First off, goalie Steve Mason.
Steven
still
Mason.
Could come back.
He could come back, but if he doesn't,
after he blasted,
he's
the team
on life
in the
support
ass.
In his team right now.
Yeah,
we don't
Mace
know.
Daddy.
I'm thinking it's between Bernier and Brian.
Steve Mason has been contacted by Winnipeg, but Winnipeg's in the same situation that the Flyers are because they have Hellebuck. So like, Mason doesn't get a starting job. He might have to crawl back, but he basically like blasted Hextall and Hextall in all those exit interviews. So like, he'd have to eat a lot of crow.
Yep. I think he's pretty salty.
We said he crow a lot to this episode. So, Mason, thank you for your service. We said earlier, good job. Braden Shen.
Used to live in the house that we partied in. Braden Shen.
Braden Shen.
Was
great,
traded.
Great when he's up a player on the ice. Love that guy.
The fattest face Shen.
He always wore those
but
crop tops.
But you were the cutest.
He always wore those crop tops. Give us a nice little image of his his little happy trail.
Your contract may have been given hastily.
But the women of all ages all sighed and oohed and aahed when every time you skated and on the ice and flipped your hair but did normal warm-up. So.
But two first-round picks for you is more than enough.
And NHL All-Star Laterra. It's worth it. Just kidding.
Yuri going to enjoy St. Louis.
We needed another Swede to play with Valtteri.
Next, we have Michael Delzato.
I will say, though, Valtteri is very dreamy.
Michael Delzato, you are as good of a DJ as you were a hockey defenseman.
I actually liked you, Delzato. I tried to defend you, but over time, money, it's a business, nothing personal. Good riddance.
I don't even think he's heard any offers.
You were a little too old to be DMing girls on Instagram, but I respect you for it. So
we'll never forget your Twitter game with Lisa Ann.
Yeah.
Yes. Even with the noodle that you were.
Yeah, you're a stupid man.
That goal song was atrocious, and I hope that the Flyers change it.
Just bring back Brohim, or just do Whoop, There It Is.
That'd be awesome.
That would work. Cotton candy, sweet and gold. Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Let me see that Flyers
sorry, guys,
goal.
Guys, we're mourning stuff.
Oh, sorry.
Nick Schultz.
Cold.
Nick Schultz.
Nick Schultz, you were old.
We hardly knew ye.
And I think
he played really well that one year.
Yeah, I think one of the
Minnesota
announcers,
Wild.
Somebody said that he played 1,000 games, so that makes him good.
Dude, he wore an A.
He was
over
an old
there.
Soul. He was an
over
old
in
soul.
Minnesota. He had an A on his sweater.
Yes.
He blocked a lot of shots, and he hurt himself from blocking shots. So that's thanks.
Out with Schultz, in with Markelle Fultz.
Who else is leaving? Oh, Jordan. Young Jordan Wheel.
Jordan maybe. Wheel.
Goodbye.
Maybe. No, no.
Goodbye, Jordan.
I'm not mourning for him yet.
It's
I refuse.
Been Wheel.
I'm leaving for this
you
party.
You greedy bastard.
Enjoy Vancouver.
And then...
you still have one more.
Belmar.
Pierre.
Oh, Vivi.
Actually, the banana one after him, too.
French people.
Even though it happened a little bit before.
I don't respect to the Paris. Oui, oui.
I like how Belmar just kind of got glossed over because we all know what's coming next.
We already talked, but guys, I think we saved the best for last. Not a hockey player by any means. But
goodbye, England's rose.
There is a certain member of the Philadelphia hockey community that did not die in a tunnel in a limo accident who definitely is leaving their post.
The hottest, spiciest takes.
And also the most inane hockey commentary of all time.
Oh, right, that's what I meant.
Wait, hold on. Keep going.
This man probably had integrity at one point. Probably had morals, journalistic integrity.
But you
ethics.
Know what? Sometimes journalistic integrity and ethics give way to deadlines.
And when Claude Giroux is on the team and people want to trade him and you get the idiots and the mouth breathers talking on the CSN Philly comment section.
One man to support them all.
And that man was the wine-drinking, affliction-shirt-wearing,
glitter
Ed Hardy bastard. Tim Panaccio.
Woo!
Timmy P.
He has parted ways with CSN Philly for reasons unknown or undisclosed.
Most likely
time,
forcibly.
Which is because
why would
of
you,
my women.
Why would you give up that gig if you were Timmy P?
Thank you for all the things we put you through and tweeting at you and telling how much of an idiot you are. I still believe those things, but I want to thank you for your service. You provide the show with much content over the last two
seasons. Thank you for all
seasons.
The anger that you've provided that's fueled the Twitter rants. Or everybody
say,
talks about how much
this,
they hate
you. Miss like at least 5 more Flyers that aren't going to be on the team next year.
Yeah, but
they're
that's
important.
Okay.
This one's the most important to me. It's still room, McDermott.
We'll just circle back around. Start dusting the wind again.
But Tipinacci is my candle in the wind.
Use that protractor to circle back around.
D-line him, really?
Yeah, D-line him.
Dude, D-line him's not going to be on CSN anymore.
Yeah, no, but she didn't pride the hot take. She was just like, you know, a lady who knew her basketball. For the
yeah,
most
she
part.
Knew about basketball.
Yeah, she was actually pleasant to watch.
Some would say.
There is actually only one more.
Flyers players?
Flyer that you missed.
Well,
and it's the most, it's honestly
two.
The most important.
Your cousins.
Well, traded, but that's right. That's right.
Good riddance.
Actually, three.
Your cousins, you beat those charges. Good job. All right, what else?
Christopher Vanevelde.
He's coming back.
No, yeah. He's not.
He's coming back. Back.
No, he's not.
There's been no rumors that he's talking to other teams, which means he's talking.
He's retiring.
He's talking to other teams.
He's talking to the Flyers.
Chris Vanevelde, at one point during like the first couple episodes of this podcast, we thought you had value on this
did.
Team. And at that time, he did, but that value quickly diminished.
Yeah.
Just and, like a man on life support in hospice.
Just
with
FYI.
Stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
FYI, I'm only
Steve
on this
Jobs.
As a guest. I do not represent the views of this podcast, a.k.a. what they originally thought of Christopher Vanevelde.
You're still missing...
Wait, are you talking about the podcast? This one or the one you're secretly working for, you fucking rat?
Which one?
It's classic.
Who is the former A?
No, who am I
Mark Streit, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's been gone for a while.
Come on, man.
He only won a ring.
Get out of here.
He only won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, he's signing a 1-year deal.
We don't
Mark
bring
Streit,
that up.
Thank
we don't
you for
bring
letting your dick
up.
Plate fall off so we can see Shane Goss.
Exactly.
Thank you
records.
For leaving this team to win a Stanley Cup.
He's going
to
be their veteran. They're bringing him back.
One of the true MVPs, Mark Streit's dick plate.
Yes, thank you for your service.
God, why did you have to bring him up?
And Boyd Gordon.
And Panaccio. The joy you brought us. Good riddance, you hot taken son of a bitch. And it seems thank to me you lived your life like a candle. We're not ending the show yet, actually. I was going to spot the end, but we had a couple other things to get down to. So while on the subject, Jeff, I think I know what time it is. Do you know
what time it is? You got time right now? Anybody wearing a watch?
No, I think Joe's wearing a watch.
Hold on, I'm wearing Joe, a watch. What time is it?
I think it's time for...
It's time for...
Shibba-doo-bop-bop, Tweet of the Week. Yeah!
That's right, everybody. Tweet of the Week, the time of the show, that moment of the show every week where you sit down and say, wow, these people that follow the Brush Your Boy on Twitter, they post things. Or we don't even follow us at all. You don't follow them. Whatever. We just, you, the listener, we, the people, we read it and we say about, talk about it. So, Jeff, what's your Tweet of the Week this week?
Tweet of the Week this week.
This Reek.
What's your name? Reek. Michael Russo, who quotes Tim Panaccio. This was before he was fired. I have 51,000 followers on Twitter, and I can honestly say 50,000 of them hate me.
That's what Panaccio said.
That's what Panaccio said.
And then
said
what did this guy say?
Michael Russo lolled at him. And now, it's a two-parter. Don't play the end stinger. Bob McKenzie tweeted today of Tim Panaccio after the news broke that he was fired. Bob McKenzie said, one of the Flyers execs once said to me, this guy thinks we have the... he said about Tim Panaccio.
Yes.
This guy thinks we have the cure for cancer in our dressing room, but we're not giving it to anyone.
Yeah, that doesn't end an era. The regime change at CSN Philly. Okay, so that was our...
Tweet of the Week. Yeah!
I have an honorable mention.
So it sounds like the team didn't even like Panaccio.
Skibidoo-bop-bop, honorable mention. Yeah.
So some person whose name is Mick Merica wrote, I'm just saying...
That's racist.
My pinned tweet has 68 retweets, and one more would be nice. And then somebody replied to him and wrote, enjoy 70. And he wrote, you fucking fuck.
And I would be remiss not end the show by bringing up one of the final songs of the week.
Shut up. You're going to keep doing it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
are. I don't think he is. I think he's done.
He's going to. Just shoehorn it in, dude. Just bring it back the way it was.
No.
Shoehorn it in.
Doyle, I've grown.
Bring it back.
This podcast has
a gross person. Take it to the streets.
Taking it to the streets.
Michael McDonald, pick number 4 on the show.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, Joe. You don't know not Michael McDonald.
What?
Anyway, this song's a little more contemporary I usually go with, but I was a little writer's
block. Is this the Seventh Heaven theme song?
No, not again. I did that one.
No, I'm just serving.
You guys might even know this song, but I'm going with it. It's a recent rock hit on the radio.
Buck Cherry.
Tell us that. I told you once, I told you twice. I swear I must have said 1,000 times if I am the
world. Panache's a martyr.
And I am the
real pain. Fuck, I fucked that one up.
Yeah, no, it's
all right,
bad.
Stop.
Has he been fired? It's about Panache. He's the one to blame.
Is this like a ripoff of Nine Inch Nails?
Oh. Episode 97.
Yeah, it's Dinosaur.
Twin Peaks?
What?
Episode 97. That's all it is.
That's Dinosaur Jr.?
Yeah.
The Dinosaur Pile-Up.
The Dinosaur Pile-Up.
I was going to say, that sounds nothing like Dinosaur Jr.
Junior!
if you would have kept going, that's the perfect song for 111.
But, I
anything with a 7.
Doing
107.
That... Yeah. Anymore. After Jeff.
After that performance, yeah, he probably should stop. So.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is a new guy? Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck is that guy?
We got two more.
Who the
more,
fuck is
three
that?
More after this, because 100.
Oh, 100 is going to be the showstopper.
Dude, all of these like moments from the show, that's going to be like 3 episodes worth of...
No, it's not. We'll cut it down. We'll cut it down to size.
We might as well extend it as long as we can.
Yeah, really.
Episode 100, part 3, a.k.a. episode 103.
Oh, just got more work for me to put it together while you guys don't do anything. Awesome.
What are you talking about? Jeff did all the research for it.
Thank you. People seem to forget that.
Jeff just likes hearing himself.
Someone forgot it earlier, and I was like, I had to listen to all the fucking things, and the response was...
right here, you motherfucker.
The response was, you like listening to yourself talk anyway. Fucko.
But it was a little bit of like self-deprecating, I guess, coming from the comedian slash podcast guy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, okay.
I got it.
Comedian.
Anyway, guys,
comedian,
that's it for the
comedian
show.
Self-righteous.
I want to thank Jeff and Doyle for being on the show. Joe, you're all right, I guess.
Hey, thanks.
Sure, you got a bunch of material for your wire you wear around your chest. Check for, just take a shirt off. We'll win twice. Either it's a wire or was it see his nips?
Yeah. Spicy.
You get to talk to McNulty.
Thanks
later.
To Joe for being on the show. Just in case you didn't listen earlier, July 22nd, Philly Podcast Festival, Tattooed Mom, 1 p.m. Show up. It's free. We'll give away some prizes. And we'll just do some things and hang out and do what we do best. And that's
try
drink.
Not talk about hockey.
We'll drink and guests to be announced. We're still working on
TBA.
So, yeah. Anybody else got anything else to close with this week before we say bye to Tim Panaccio for good? Our last episode with Tim Panaccio was relevant that week.
Right.
Well, not really relevant, just was there.
As always, go on iTunes, rate 5 stars. And next week, we'll have free agency to discuss.
Ooh.
As July 1st comes this Saturday.
They'll probably make one move.
But you guys know free agency isn't free. It's a half to fucking fee.
Yeah. Hextall's going to sign like a depth forward, and Twitter's going to explode.
Yeah.
Spend that money on him, but you can't spend it on Wheel. Fire him. Hashtag fire him. Hire Dave Tippett.
I can see it now.
Yeah.
I can see the end of the show drawing. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. And as always, enjoy your 4th of July weekend.
Oh, my God.
What?
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
Ed Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter at the BSB Podcast.